We know Pope Francis is a very popular pope. He gets a lot of press, a lot of news coverage. People pay attention to him. And sometimes they listen to him, and sometimes they criticize him. And what's interesting to me is that the ones who criticize him are the same ones, it's for doing the same thing that those who praise him. You have those who praise him and those who criticize him, and it's for the same reasons. He's very outspoken. He says what's on his mind. He's open. Pope Benedict was not quite that way. John Paul was somewhat that way, but John the 23rd was kind of like him, St. John the 23rd. And they were just kind of spontaneous. They just did things. It's like, usually you saw the popes, you never saw them walk, they used to carry them around. Some of you remember that. And so it was interesting when John the 23rd was pope, that he was walking in the garden, in the Vatican garden somewhere, and the gardener was working, pulling weeds or planting flowers or something, and he nudged him in the rear with his foot. And that made world news, because no pope had ever done that before, at least not in modern times. So, and also remember John 23rd, he was the one who said the Lord kind of suggested to him, or the Spirit of God suggested to him, that it was time to break open the church, to open it up. The expression he used was to open the windows, to let in the fresh air of the Spirit of God. And of course, when he tried to do that, he had a lot of opposition. And you know, the amazing thing, 50 years later, there's still a lot of opposition. You'd think that somewhere along the way, we would begin to understand and see that, you know, that a council called by the Pope, authorized by the Pope, and signed by the Pope, is official teaching of the Church. But it's kind of, if we don't want to hear it, well, I just don't accept that part of it. It's kind of that way with Pope Francis now. He says things that surprise the press, and for rule-bound Catholics, they get upset about that. And he's not breaking any laws. He's not breaking any laws of the church at all. He's kind of expressing what he feels in our world today is the Spirit of God prompting him to show people, this is the way Christians live. This is the way Catholics act. This is what we do. And he takes very seriously the scripture passage that we just read. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. He does that, not only in his words, but very much so in his actions. So he goes to the prisons. He washes prisoners' feet. It doesn't make any difference if they're Catholic, they're baptized Catholic or not. He washes their feet. He will invite beggars, homeless people, to have breakfast with him. He invites them into the Vatican to take a shower so they get cleaned up and look decent. He says things like, when the press remembered the question, well, what about the gays? And he said, who am I to judge what's in their hearts? That's what he said. And so many people immediately are up in arms. What right does he have to say they're evil, wicked people? Who knows that except God? Who knows that except God? And now recently he's been talking a lot about family life and how many families, how many couples are in their second marriages and are not receiving communion as a consequence because they're not welcome. And how many of them feel like they have been alienated from the church because people just don't pay attention to them. They don't make them feel welcome. They have every right to be here. Anybody has a right to be here. It's not just those who observe the rules. That makes us pretty much like the Pharisees. You know, if you didn't observe every one of the rules that they had, I forget how many there were, a whole mess of them. If you didn't observe every one of them, well, you were like an outcast. You weren't welcome in the temple. And so many times we become like that, which is a tragedy in our world, because we are not living what Christ asked us to be. He said, my disciples will be known for their love for one another. That's what we are supposed to be recognized for. So it requires an openness. There's no question about that. It requires that we have an openness to the Spirit of God. Supposedly we pray for that, but when the Spirit knocks, do we let him in? Sometimes we do and sometimes we don't. Sometimes we would rather cling to our prejudices, our dislikes, whatever they may be. We kind of cling to those because we're more comfortable with what we know here and now, rather than to open it up where there's a little bit more freedom and a little bit more room, a little more space, where people that maybe you wouldn't feel that you would associate with suddenly are members of your community. So all of that kind of says to us, maybe Francis was especially picked by the Spirit of God, which we believe he was, so that he can show us in today's world how we are supposed to deal with this issue of loving our neighbor as ourselves. Maybe he was specially chosen for this time to teach us that. I heard very recently, you know, he went to that island to visit where a lot of the refugees are gathering. And he went there, and he invited some of them back to Rome. How people reacted to that. Well, you know, who's going to take care of them now? Forget the fact that maybe they were successful where they were. But they all of a sudden, because he made that effort to reach out to these refugees, that all of a sudden the world wants to criticize him. He doesn't understand the problems. If you don't want to listen to somebody, you say, you just don't understand the issue. So that's what we frequently do. But just think of the things that he says and does, and know that in our day, in our world today, the church has changed a lot over the last 50 years. It's not exactly the way it used to be. And I think it's a good thing. Because we were bound by the rules, much like the Pharisees were. And what these popes are trying to do is loosen that up a little bit and say, you know, who are we to judge what goes on in the hearts of people? We don't want anybody standing there and telling us, well, you're guilty of this and you're guilty of that, and you're going to go to hell, and you should be isolated from the rest of the community, and all of these things. We don't want anybody saying that to us. Our conscience is pretty much our conscience. And we don't want anybody telling us how to do something different. But why is it that when the Pope speaks, asking us to open our eyes, open our ears, open our hearts, to listen to the gospel that Christ gave to us, to look at the people in our world today? The world has changed very dramatically. It's not a very nice place all the time. As a matter of fact, frequently it's not a very nice place. But our job is to make sure it's a better place, so that people somehow feel that they are still loved, that they still belong to this human race, even though they are forced out of their country because of war or whatever the reasons are, or because they are looking for an opportunity to better themselves and make a living for their families and all of these things. Because they're a different sexual orientation than most of us, or many of us, it doesn't mean that they're evil people. I think Pope Francis is trying to tell us, you know, what would Christ do with them? And I think he's trying to show us, by his own example, what he thinks Christ would say. just a little bit off. What he would say and what he would do. But think about that today. This command belongs to all of us. We're supposed to be marked and distinguished as Christian Catholic people by this command that Christ gave to us. My disciples will be known for the fact that they love one another. Are we really loving one another when we close our minds to what our official teacher is trying to show us and tell us? Are we really open to the Spirit of God? Are we really trying to live up to this command that Christ has given to us? I think we can all kind of examine our conscience on that, because we all like to sort out what we like and what we don't like. And whether it's official or not official, whether it's official teaching at church or it's not, we kind of sort out what we like and what we don't like. But if we're faithful to this command that Christ gave to us, because we are his disciples, we have an obligation to listen and to be willing to hear somebody else's idea, because the Spirit of God works through all of us. My children, my disciples will be known by their love for one another. Can anybody say that about us?